This is RSBNB Update for the week of November 6th, 2005, episode 22. Hey everyone, episode 22 here of RSBNB Update from RSBNB.com. I'm here with Pika69 this week, and as you guys may know, this week is Remembrance Day, or Veterans Day.
Yep.
Episode 22 is right. So, we're gonna follow the same format as our normal
show.
Let's just get it on. As you guys are know, you're probably listening to this, November 12th or so, November 11th was Remembrance Day, so hope you guys all had your minute of silence during that time. Anyways, on to this week's updates. The Waterbirth Island expansion.
I haven't been there.
Oh, okay, I was just going to ask you that. So you haven't been there.
I wasn't there like the last time they expanded it.
They made it last time.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
Yeah. Well, basically, I guess they made the dungeon deeper and deeper, added more harder monsters down there. They said there was going to be a new piece of dragon equipment, which was the dragon wood cutting axe.
Yay.
Dragon wood cutting axe.
Don't die on us.
Oh, I won't.
I told you not to choke, because I can't get there in time to save you.
Yeah. Anyways, have you ever used a wood cutting axe or hatchet, or as they're called, to kill someone or try and kill someone?
Yes.
Okay.
I have, actually.
No?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's a special, apparently, on this dragon axe that... a special that takes down the magic of an opponent. The magic level.
Like super... I thought you were going to say, super cut down tree or something.
That'd be good. But these dragon woodcutting axes, they're dropped by the mass of our Dagonoths. Dagonoths, as they're called. Some people call them other things, but we won't go there.
Some people.
Yes. So, dropped by the new big Dagonoths that are in that dungeon. So, takes down magic. I don't know, it looks kind of neat. Have you seen any of these axes?
I haven't.
No. Well, basically like a normal axe. I don't know, I was reading that it probably does in fact help how long it takes to get the those logs from those magical trees.
Yes.
You cut magic trees often?
I used to, but then I realized it was lame because it was really slow.
Mm-hmm. It is. There are better ways to make money, though.
Yes, which we shall not discuss.
That's right.
Our financial resources are not to be known.
That's right.
They are all legitimate, though, so don't.
Oh yeah, that's definitely right.
Or I think so, at least.
Yes, but that's enough on that.
I don't know what Shane's doing there.
Oh, I'm doing everything legal, so.
Good. Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure everything is legal.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is just one of the drops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another thing they promised was new armor and weapons for each class.
Yes.
So, I have a list of drops here. There's the dragon woodcutting axe, which I guess is the weapon for the melee folks. That's kind of odd. I don't know. How many people do you know that use a woodcutting axe for a weapon?
Not very often.
I know.
There are not very many.
I know. So, that's one of them. The other one is a mud staff. Mud. Meaning water and earth runes combined. I don't know. Can you see any use for a mud staff?
The power of mud.
There are no magic spells that use it. So there really is no point to it.
The power of mud.
Mud. I know lots of people like taking mud baths.
The power of mud compels you.
Maybe you use your mud staff on someone, then they Then a magic pool appears in front of them, and they go, then they get seduced into taking a mud bath.
Then they can exfoliate.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So the mud staff, pretty obvious.
Yes.
Archer ring, warrior ring, berserker ring, and cool. Seer ring. Archer, obviously, for ranging.
Yeah. No sound effects, please.
All right. Warrior for, obviously, strength, I'm guessing. Slash, I think, because the warrior helmet gives a slash bonus.
Roar.
Yeah. Berserker gives a strength bonus. Probably because the berserker helmet gives a strength bonus. Then there's the seer ring, which is for magic.
Cool.
So, I don't know, you think you'd get any of these rings?
No.
I know.
I usually have my Ring of Wealth or Ring of Life.
Mm-hmm. Ring of Wealth. You trust your Ring of Wealth?
It works sometimes. I think it works.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I actually got mine from this guy who died at Aberrant Spectres.
Mm.
Or something like that. Yeah. And he was just, like, standing there and he died.
Really?
And I got his stuff. Oh. It was pretty cool.
I like it when that happens.
I know.
Anyways, another thing was the Dagonoth bones. I don't know, we haven't gotten a value for these yet. If anybody has gotten a Dagonoth bone and wants to share that would be greatly appreciated.
It's probably like 4.5 like regular bones.
Oh, maybe. Who knows, though? Who knows?
They could be like 100 each.
Oh, maybe. That would be nice.
Or 1,000 each.
That's probably too many. Too many. Yes. And then the Circle Bowl. Bow, which is a new ranging weapon.
Cool.
A bow. Oh no, I've heard hardly anything about this bow. Have you heard anything about it?
I didn't even know it existed till just now.
Oh really?
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I haven't been on RuneScape lately that much.
Oh really? What have you been? All right, we'll get into this later.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that was pretty much, I think, majority. I can't speak tonight. That was the main part of the update this week. Those things that were added. But I don't know, bigger Dagonoths, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We like the Dagonoths for training. They're pretty good. Eh?
They're pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Just ever so good.
Yeah. Also a thing what were you saying?
Fun, fun, fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun for everyone. Anyways,
yep.
Well, as we've seen, these prices for these axes have been all across the board. There have been people that have been trying to buy for small amounts, such as 500k, all the way up to 5 million. I saw earlier 3.x million plus a whip. So that's pretty expensive for a dragon woodcutting axe.
Yeah, kind of. Just a little bit.
Yeah, would you buy one?
I'd buy one for a dragon chain and a few squares, but not for, like, 3 million in a whip.
Yeah.
That's just too expensive right there.
Yeah, I know.
It's a rip-off.
Yeah, but, they are far too expensive. I'm not buying one anytime soon. Anyways, that list of items was, Mike originally told me about them, and then I went to another RuneScape fan site to look up some info on these.
Cool.
Speaking here, the Circle Bow has a range bonus of +69.
Ooh.
69.
How do you get that?
It's a drop.
From the Dagonoth?
Yeah, from the Dagonoth.
Does it use regular arrows?
I'm not sure.
Like you know, steel, iron, mithril, all that.
Not sure on that. But it's obtained from 303 Dagonoth Kings. And
cool.
Oh, yeah. It does shoot bronze to rune arrows. But
nice.
It's a bit slower than the magic short. Oh, it also does...
Well, the magic short is pretty fast, mm-hmm. So... anything just a little bit slower is still kind of good.
Yeah. Decreases opponent's magic level by the damage you do during special attack. Uses a full special bar. Yeah.
Nice.
So, there you go with that.
At least it has special.
Yeah, it's special. All right.
Special.
I don't know. I think we're about done for this week's RuneScape updates.
About done for it all. So,
questions.
Questions, okay.
All right. You want to start with the questions?
Okay. First question is, how much do you think Dragon Axes really should be? And that's from Dragon Race 6. How much should they be? Personally, I think they should be $69,000, or 69,000 GP.
Mm-hmm. 69K GP?
Yep, or 70 to make it sound better. 70,000. Standard.
Like from a store, maybe? Good. Like the long and stuff?
No, just people should just sell and buy for 70,000.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's far too expensive now for a actual, for an actual axe. I would never pay that much for an axe. I don't know. I'd say maybe 120K tops.
Mm-hmm.
Probably go down to somewhere around that in the end. So, yes. There we go. That was from Dragon Race 6. We got another question regarding this. Okay. I'll read this one. I wanted to know what you guys think about the new Dragon woodcutting axe. I'm a woodcutter, and I think it is worthless. Most people say that it's not much better than the rune axe, and is the special meant for fighting? Who's going to be PK people with a woodcutting axe? I also think it's overpriced. So far, I've heard that it's going for around 4 to 6 million. I hope it does fall off, if you haven't seen one yet. I had a couple mil to go blow on an axe, but I'd rather spend money on something worth it that I actually needed. A lot of woodcutters have been waiting for this update, but you know, seems like it was pointless. That's from Devin MSZ.
Okay.
I don't know. Was it even necessary, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
The Dragon woodcutting axe defines life. Without it, life would be pointless.
Hmm.
So
life was pointless before last Monday?
Yes.
I see. Okay, well, I don't know. I'm not a woodcutter, so I really can't say the true point to it. So, I don't know, I'm just going to go along with you here and say that it's probably not worth it. Seeing as most of the other changes aren't that good. Would you be interested in a dragon pickaxe?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll get to this later in the show.
Everything's always later in the show for you.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So, yeah.
I feel the pain. Okay, then we finally have our last question is an audio question.
From Chrisella regarding fishies.
Fish. Just fishies, fish.
Yes.
Aquatic animals.
That's right. I will play the question now.
With a look at the behind the scenes for November and the new training update coming out for our cats, do you think that the next big thing will be an update for our fish so that they can train their little fins in a giant aquarium?
What do you think?
I'm not sure.
You think they'd train their fins in a giant aquarium?
Why are fish even necessary to life? I mean,
because they're a good source of food.
You can eat them?
Well, you can eat general fish. I don't know. You can't eat your goldfish.
Well, I mean, it'd be great if you could put, like, a shark in a giant fish bowl and keep it as a pet, but just, like, a little tiny green fish, what's the point of it? I mean, it's just a waste of bank space and resources and time in general. And I think that Jagex made a very big mistake by putting fish out there. And if they put a training course for the fish, it would just further prove their ignorance of everything.
I see. I don't know. Do fish even need to go training?
I think fish should die.
Would you get like an overgrown fish or something? I don't know.
Then you could eat it. Then you could make like a fish burrito.
A fish burrito.
Fish enchilada.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fishy.
I don't know. You're a higher fisher than I am. Aren't fish essential? Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Without fish, the RuneScape economy would fail.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. If it would or wouldn't.
Because all money stems from fishing.
I see. So, I don't know. I don't think that we'd need a fish training area like that. So, I don't know, maybe if fish wanted to run laps, maybe have yearly fish competitions or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
I say weekly
fishing competitions? I mean,
sure.
Fish running competitions?
My fish can bench press more than your fish. A full 3 grams! So that's amazing right there.
Yeah. Even though things are measured in kilograms on RuneScape. So.
0.003 kilograms.
Yeah, exactly. You use metric, hey? In your divisions of study?
Yes. In my academic study, I use metric system.
Yeah, I like the metric system.
Yes. It makes everything run smooth.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, oops.
Except for temperature, I cannot grasp the centigrade temperature system. It totally throws me off. I like the Fahrenheit system because it's a lot more accurate. I mean, like, 21 degrees Celsius to 22 degrees Celsius is a big difference. And the same from 76 degrees Fahrenheit to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's not much of a difference, but it's just more accurate.
Mm. Yeah, that's actually a good point. So.
I mean, like 23 degrees centigrade could be like 75 degrees Celsius. I mean, 75 degrees Fahrenheit or 80 degrees Fahrenheit. It's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah, okay. I like my Celsius system, and
it makes me feel very insecure about my manhood. So I cannot use the centigrade temperature system.
Mm. We're both fans of Zaros, right?
I guess so.
I'm just taking a browse on the forums. There's a question. Curse of Zaros. It's you remember that mini quest?
Which one?
Where you get the ghostly robes?
Oh yeah.
This person wants to do it. So, he says, I need help doing the mini quest for the ghostly robes. The first ghost told me to go to the northwest to an evil land. That it, the pirate ship and the wieldy. I go there and talk to the ghost, but he won't give me the next piece or clue. Can anyone help? You have any ideas on that?
You just keep talking to him until he stops talking.
Hmm.
Then you get the piece of clothing and then you move on.
Yeah. I did that quest. It's a good quest.
It was easy.
Yeah. It was something that Jagex managed to sneak in there as a little hidden update. And that's good when they do that. Oh. Just thought I'd mention that.
Are you eating candy there?
No, I'm not, actually.
Sounds like you're eating something.
No, I'm not.
Or unwrapping something.
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
If you're sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
If we're done with that, let's go on to tech news.
All right. This week's tech news. You remember last week we talked about that whole thing with the Sony music CDs? You remember that whole little thing there? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out that California, there's a class action suit in Sony, or in California.
Yeah,
sued Sony for this.
Yeah, man. Bring down the corporation, man. Because they're only out to exploit you for your stupidity. And they just want your money. They don't care anything about you or the well-being of your computer or you. They just want money.
Yeah, and they want to try and protect these artists. So, yeah.
And the artists don't even care about you. They just want your money.
That's right. Anyways, I'll do some reading here. Lawyers in California have filed a class action lawsuit against Sony and a second may be filed today in New York. The lawsuit filed November 1st in the Superior Court for the County of Los Angeles by Vernon, California, asked the court to prevent Sony from selling additional CDs protected by the anti-piracy software and seeks monetary damages for Californian consumers who purchased them. So, I guess that's one step closer to Sony paying for what they've been doing with their hidden rootkits on their CDs. So
Sony Music needs to fall off a cliff. I mean, they disappoint.
I see. Now, good for somebody who wanted to do that. Anyways, so just thought we'd talk, just let people know that something is in fact being done. I don't know. Any ideas who people could write to in their area if they're not in, like, California or something? If they wanted to protest this?
Your senators or congressmen. Or your governor.
So that's...
Or any elected official in the government.
So this is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, the government can take control of this because it's against some laws, I'm sure.
Constitutional laws, maybe?
Well, maybe. To have, like... Well, I'm not sure about constitutional, but just federal mandates against, like, hiding software on the CDs.
Yeah, okay. So, guess do what Pika says, because I didn't have the proper words, because obviously I don't live in the U.S. But if you do that in Canada, I'd say, write your MP. MP. Member of Parliament.
Yeah, right. In the United States, write your senators or congressmen or governor or a mayor or any elected official, even a president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have a mayor in Tucson, right?
Yeah, we just had an election for mayor or city council.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
The mayor here looks like he's on tranquilizers or something. So
The mayor here has been mayor for like 30 years and looks like he's about 1,000 years old.
Really?
That's crazy.
That's funny.
But he does okay.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's the Tucson mayor. Yeah. I live in Oro Valley now, so.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's mayor here.
Oh, really? Oro is a separate area from...
Well, like where I used to live is just like 5 miles away, but it's right on the brink of Tucson.
I see.
And then there's like 5 miles of county land, and then there's Oro Valley.
Ah.
So I didn't really care about the politics here, but now that I live here, I guess I should.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so there we go on that little political thing there. Next thing is that there's this large star. Yeah. This large star, moving at 2.6 million kilometers per hour.
That's really fast.
Yeah, it's like insanely fast.
That's like a million miles an hour.
Is that like almost the speed of light?
No, the speed of light.
What is the speed of light? I forget.
The speed of light's pretty damn fast, but
isn't it 3 million or something? Not sure.
I think it's 300 million.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, well. I know it's 3.0 times 10 to the 8 meters per second.
So convert that to kilometers. Then. Let me see that. What was it again?
3.0 times 10 to the 8. 10 to the 8 meters per second.
And my handy-dandy notebook.
All right, while we wait for Pika to do this, I'll continue talking about this. They say this is on an interstellar or perhaps intergalactic journey. So, this article was called Star on the Run.
It's 300,000 kilometers per second.
Okay. 300,000 kilometers per second. Okay.
Really fast.
Anyways, Star on the Run. Intergalactic journey. They say that it wasn't formed in the Milky Way. However, it's really mysterious as to why it's moving so fast.
Is it
how
in
it's
the
so
Milky
big.
Way?
Yeah,
so
it is actually.
How did it get here? How do they know it wasn't here?
I have no idea. The data also revealed the high speed of the star, solving the riddle of its present location. The star did not form in the Milky Way halo, but happens to be there while on its interstellar and intergalactic travels. So, it was obviously formed somewhere else.
But maybe it's from the Andromeda Galaxy, which is the closest one to our galaxy. And it just, drifted off.
Somehow. I don't know, I wouldn't like
it's
to go drifting off.
It's kind of like a loner star. He's like a little rebel, a little nonconformist. He just has to get away from the collective. He's a rebel.
Big rebel. Yes. At such a speed, the star would go around Earth in less than a minute. That's all we know. That's how fast it is. The hot, massive star named HE0437-5439 was discovered in the framework of the Hamburg ESO Sky Survey far out at, in the halo of the Milky Way galaxy. Towards the Doradus constellation, otherwise known as the Swordfish. I don't remember that constellation, but oh well.
I didn't know there was a Swordfish constellation.
No, neither did I. Neither did I. I don't know. And just wrapping this one up, another explanation would require the star to be the result of two merging stars. In this case, the star could be older than presently thought, giving it time to have traveled all the way from the Milky Way center. I'm not sure on this. I read that it wasn't formed in the Milky Way up there, right? I did say that, didn't I?
Now you're just repeating yourself, man. Get the facts straight.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so they say it might have traveled from the center, but they're just really not sure on this. I don't know.
Maybe it's not really moving at all.
Maybe we're just moving?
Maybe we're moving at half the speed one way, and it's moving at half the speed the other way, so it looks like it's going the full speed one way.
So then wouldn't it be standing still?
No, we're both moving at equal velocities, and so it's just like... appears to be going faster. But we're moving away from it, and it's moving away from us.
Yeah, well... star was kicked out of a large... Magellanic cloud, providing indirect evidence for a massive black hole in the Milky Way's closest neighbor. I don't know. It's just kind of interesting.
It's space stuff.
So put it on here. Yeah.
Maybe it'll supernova and, like, kill us all.
I don't know about that. That's pretty far away.
It should come close to us and suck us off the Earth. And
and then maybe Earth would start orbiting around it. Yeah. We're going to get toasted to a crisp eventually, though.
We'll be long dead.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Oh, well. Moving on!
Are you plotting to, like, blow us up, Shane?
No,
scary.
I'm not,
like,
actually.
Not necessarily, if my plan goes through.
I don't have any plans.
Not yet.
I don't have any master plans.
I'm scared
seriously
of you now.
Why are you scared?
No reason.
Yeah, okay. Alright. Anyways, AMD winning the battle again in October versus Intel. They, won by a few percentage points. Sales. During October, AMD were 49%, compared with 48%, 48.5 for Intel chips. So not even a few percentage points, just 1.3% difference. But they were ahead. So it does mean that they are, in fact, gaining ground. September was the first month that they were actually ahead of Intel. I just think that it's good that AMD is ahead of them, because it's always good to hear a bigger company ahead of, or a different company ahead of the normal standard big ones.
The virtues of American capitalism, man. But then you have people who exploit it, like Sony, that need to be stopped. So I say we all protest against Sony.
Yeah, I'm not buying anything Sony CDs or
evil.
Anything like that.
Not saying to, like, go out and, like, burn down their buildings and stuff or vandalize their property. Just don't buy their stuff.
That's right. They'll get the message
eventually.
Yeah,
don't be noobs and go out there and vandalize. Just be nice. Don't buy.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, continuing this, several factors may help to shift the balance in. It is widely expected that Walmart, world's largest discount retailer, will begin selling sub-$400 PCs running AMDs this holiday season.
Walmart sells computers?
Do they?
I was unaware of this, if they do.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of this at Walmart.
You can buy anything at Walmart except houses, cars, and computers, so... you know, yeah, pretty much. You can buy anything.
Really? Huh. I don't know. Last time I was at Walmart, they didn't have computers there. You plan on going to Walmart this weekend?
I never plan to go to Walmart again in my life.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just think that it's good. I've said this before, but it's good. It's good. Right now, if I was buying a new computer, I'd buy a Intel, or not Intel, I mean a, what are they called?
AMD 64.
Yes. AMD 64, maybe even later, when prices go down in X2, which is their version of the dual core stuff, which is nice. So, I want one.
I have no idea what any of that means, but I trust your opinion.
Well, there's two different chip manufacturers, mainly Intel and AMD, right? Okay, AMD marks their chips by, 3200, 3600 and stuff. That's the equivalent of the gigahertz rating.
Oh, didn't we talk about this before with Intel and how they name their chips?
Yeah, and that's the equivalent of, their old naming scheme, the old gigahertz naming scheme. So, then a 64 is simply a 64-bit processor, which does offer some better performance. However, you really, to see true performance, you'd need 64-bit applications and a 64-bit OS to do this. And Microsoft, oddly enough, does charge you for the 64-bit version
of
their Windows.
They have a 64-bit version?
Yeah.
How come I never know any of this?
I don't know. So, basically, 64-bit truly works when you have 64-bit applications and 64-bit OS. But they do show a good improvement. I don't know. We want to move on to rants now.
We only got one. Or is there two?
No, we don't. There's three.
I only see two.
Refresh. Refresh, refresh.
Just a second. Let it refresh. Oh, there's a picture of a guy there.
Yeah.
He looks kind of weird. That's how I would envision you.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
But he always looks like that, tired.
Oh, is that the mayor? He looks like he's about to fall asleep.
I know. That's why we say he's always on
tranquilizer. There's this guy on Fox News that looks like he's about to always fall asleep. I forgot his name, but he's a good reporter. Or anchor or whatever, but he just looks like he needs to go to bed for about a year. He needs a nice hot cup of coffee.
All right.
Okay, rats. Okay. So now we have Dragon Axes, I hear. Thanks a lot, Jagex. Rune Axes are practically the only thing that people still buy of Player Smith-only items. Now it won't be long before everyone has a Dragon Axe, especially since what WC are some of the richest players in the game. Not really. Well, not really. I guess. Maybe. We know some people.
That's right.
Continuing. What was the point of getting 86 smithing? Nothing. It was the point of getting 85 mining. Nothing. What was the point of getting 86 smithing? Nothing. What was the point of getting 85 mining? Nothing. Oh, you can sell on free-to-play, you say. It's nice, but I can't read tonight. I'm sorry. That is a nice thought, but number one selling one free worlds is not fun. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's just the way this guy wrote. Anyways, you sell a rune axe on free worlds, you get offers of one bronze axe, one bucket, a pot, and a piece of burnt meat. I believe that. I've seen that before. Another point on the free world. Why should I, as a paying member, have to go to the free world to sell something that I can make after being a member on a game for 2 years? Update should benefit members, not FTP. Well, they do. This guy has, like, a stick-up and I think he needs to just, like, high alcohol his rune axes if he's pissed off about it.
Well, he does have one point that what's going to be left, like, people are going to be, well, there's always going to be people buying the rune stuff that can't afford it, but there'll also be people buying dragon stuff. So, rune smithers are going to eventually run out of people to sell stuff to.
Well, the game is evolving and you just have to adapt.
Yeah, unless they're probably going to have to release some levels or something. Some additional levels, I think.
Well, because don't you need 41 woodcutting for a dragon?
For a rune axe.
It should be like 80.
Yeah, maybe, eh?
Eh?
Yes. I don't know. Are we done with this one? Like,
yeah.
I think it's just somebody venting their frustration because they can't sell
anything
anymore.
I say we
can
use the classic answer. It's just part of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what we'll have to answer for this.
That's how we answer most of these rants. Okay, and the next one.
Yeah. I just want to add something here. If you are a smither, take advantage of it. Sell to some charity organization, like Drop Party Funds, and people always looking for these things that buy in bulk. I don't know. There are people that do buy things in bulk
well,
and then sell them
that,
again.
Like, buy rune mediums for 10k each. So it's not bad.
So take advantage of it. Sell rune mediums. Or use it to get your smithing up and then just sell them for cheap. Because you're still making money. Because I think there's still pretty much a demand for the plate bodies, right? Like the rune plate
rune
bodies and stuff.
Yeah, rune armor is out of style, so.
Yeah, just go up to level 99. I don't know how long that would take. A long time, I'm guessing, though. So just do that, I'd say.
Okay. I still only
use
see
it.
Two rants here.
Buy more materials. Huh. Okay. Read the next rant. You want to read this one?
The axe is new.
Okay.
The axe is new and all, but the price is just too high. I mean, it's an axe for Pete's sake. It shouldn't be 5 or 6 million. It's only a dragon. I mean, all borrows are at least like 1 million. And this axe is five. Anything wrong with? And this axe is five. Anything wrong with this picture? This is way messed up. And these are the axes: bronze or 2GP, iron 20, steel 200. Myth, 2K, adamant. It got edited
out. I don't
know.
It got censored on the RuneScape website.
I'll assume
somehow.
Between 2 and 20K. And then Rune is 20K, Dragon 5 million. Anything wrong here? Well, the rate... Yeah, I think the ratio is a bit out of order. Continuing, you can buy, like... that's a million Rune axes for the price of one stupid Dragon axe.
And are they even that much
no,
better?
Not really.
So, I don't know. Maybe there is something wrong. I think it's just the novelty. I bet you they'll go down next
new.
Week.
I mean,
yeah,
because people always about high prices when something new comes out. But look, it's
yeah,
it's just the way it is. It's part of the game. I mean, like. So they're 5 or 6 million now.
Ugh.
I mean, like, when Whips came out, how much were they? Like, 60 million? For like.
No, I thought 28. Weren't they?
Oh, no. Chains were like 60 million when they first came out. But.
Yeah. The Whips were like 20.
Yeah, they always go way down. I mean.
Whips are 3 point, 4 point, whatever they are
million.
Right now.
I guess they're going to
level
up. Yeah,
so. Maybe they should dumb the Dragon Axes down. Just decrease the special effect, and then that'll drop your prices way down. Then you can go buy one.
Shouldn't
Yay!
Be a special for an axe. I mean, it's just an axe.
It is an axe, but maybe they intend you to go out and kill people with it. There'll be the Edgeville Hatchet Massacre, like that movie, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Edgeville Hatchet Massacre.
Nice. It'll be part of a quest.
Yeah, the Edgeville Hackett. Some quest coming out later on.
Okay, these have to be the worst rants ever, not only for their content, but for the way they were written. I mean, I cannot possibly read these. There is no grammar.
Yeah, and I can't speak tonight saying hatchet like Hackett.
Tonight's just a very awkward night for us to record.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I'll read this last one. It's actually quite simple. Our weekly message is now a monthly message. you know, that message that pops up when you log on.
Oh,
to
that's
RuneScape?
The rant. Oh, yeah, I thought you just put that in there for nothing. I didn't know that was a rant.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a rant.
Well, I noticed that there was a weekly thing down there, and it was like the same thing week after week after week. It was just like the virus thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is. But do you want to know something?
I think it'll turn into like a yearly message.
Yeah, yearly. But the virus scanner isn't everything you need. You need spyware, firewall, and you also just need to be smart online. It's not just about a virus scanner. You need all. You need everything.
They should just tell you, if you don't want viruses on your computer, just turn it off and get up for and go outside and get some exercise. I mean, you're going to get spyware no matter what. It's just a way of life.
No, it's not actually. I haven't had spyware for about 5 months now.
Well, that's because you only go to innocent websites, Shane. Not all people.
I go to
not
some
all
other.
People go to the same websites that you and I go to. So.
Well, I go to pretty good websites, and I did get spyware once, but like I just don't. I have a big internet zone. I don't go around to just RSPNB, RuneScape, and all those other things. I move around on the website. It's a must to have to move around. I don't know. Where do you go? You're talking about your pop-up problems.
I'd rather not comment on the types of sites that I've been to.
Oh, okay. Do you use the Google IG thing? Because anybody who uses that, it keeps a history of all your searches.
Really? I don't even use Google. I use Alta Vista.
Oh, really?
Superior to Google in every way.
Yeah, you can have your Alta Vista and crazy
browser.
No,
I gave up.
Oh, that's good. Firefox now? Oh, that's good. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Are we done, you think?
Well, not quite. We still have to talk about what we're doing on RuneScape. I think I'm losing my mind, too, because, like, I haven't had a day off for 3 straight weeks. I mean, I go to school every day during the week, and then I have work on the weekends now. And then I get up at 4 o'clock on weekend mornings, so much for sleeping in. And then during the week, I get to sleep in late until 7 o'clock in the morning, which, after waking up at 4 o'clock every weekend is pretty nice. So, I appreciate you waking up at 7 o'clock, actually.
We have lots to do.
I know.
We have lots to do. Do you want me to send you somewhere and write a comprehensive guide on something? I'll take that as a no. Anyways, I think we're done with rants. You want to talk about what you've been doing on
RuneScape?
What
have I been doing on RuneScape? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, I want to get back to that game so much. Like, I have hardly
I
had
played
the chance.
Like one hour in the past 2 weeks, maybe. So I'm depressed.
Yeah. I haven't really played much RuneScape in the past few weeks either. I've been doing site stuff, which should be getting done this weekend, I think. So that's good. Anyway, so that's what we've been doing on RuneScape. Not a whole lot, actually. But yes, I don't know. RSBNB matters?
Yes.
Yes, no, maybe so. Keep sending in submissions. Keep sending in submissions.
Please send us stuff.
Yeah, skill guides, quest guides, NPCs, items, anything.
Our future depends upon you, the viewers and listeners and participants of RSBNB. So, without you,
so it does.
I would not exist. So please participate.
And you send stuff in. Make
and
us
you
feel
will be
happy.
Rewarded with knowing that you have helped the cause.
That's right. Looking at basically what we have thus far, where looks like we're mainly what we really need are the NPCs and items. Those have to come in. We have 53 threads on our quest guides, but the main thing that is kind of falling behind is the dungeon maps and items and NPCs. So we really, really need those. Those are what we want. Items and NPCs.
Yes.
Items and NPCs. Also, remember the JPEG rule. No JPEGs.
Yeah.
We have the links there.
We want PNG, right?
Really, if you...
Okay.
Yes, PNG. That's right.
PNG.
That's right. PNG. Portable Network Graphic.
PNG. Just remember
ping. Ping, yes. All right. You have anything else to add?
I got level 106 combat. I know. So, Mike, if you're listening to this, I'm still ahead of you.
I think we're done for this episode of RSBNB Update, episode 22, the Remembrance Day / Veterans Day edition. So now, we're going to close the show with a 21-gun salute.
To all the veterans of World Wars. To the veterans of people and the veterans of wars that have helped save American and Canadian and international prosperity and liberty and all that good stuff.
All right. So are we done now?
Yes.
See ya, everyone.
Later, y'all.
This has been RSBNB Update, episode 22, recorded November 10th, 2005. Episode 23 will be recorded next Thursday. Thank you. Bye-bye.